880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, 6 o'clock listeners, this is Jim Freed. Welcome to Freed on Business. We're moving to 6 to 7 from 5 to 6. If you're in traffic, calm down. The guy in front of you is not worth the aggravation. Today, the Dow Jones dropped, and it did that because, because oil dropped. In fact, oil was up, and then it ended up being down. We've got a super show today. We're going to talk about philanthropy. We're going to talk about where is the REO real estate, the real estate that the banks own that give you the opportunities. We'll have Richard Berkowitz on talking about the Dolphin Cycle Challenge. It is philanthropy. It is real estate. It is the Jim Freed Show. D, take it away. All right, D. D is just getting started. He's new to the show, but he is not new to radio. Are we almost ready, guys? We don't know what to do. Okay, great. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we then start with our... You got it? Okay. I got the thumbs up. Larry had to come in and help. Everybody, lots of good stuff to talk to. And you know, as we get older, we're all at risk for developing cataracts. With the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom Palmer Eye Institute and the new high-definition lenses they have, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. This is my best part of this commercial. Call 305-243, here it comes at you, 2020, to schedule a consultation. Trust your eyes to the best. Bascom Palmer has been ranked number one eye hospital in the country for 11 years in a row by U.S. News and World Report. Visit BascomPalmer.org. Here it comes again. Or call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation today.
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
Hey, everybody, you're looking to buy a car? Well, go to Warren Henry. Warren Henry is where you can get the Warren Henry Advantage. You get absolutely free key replacement, and you get a concierge that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best car, always Warren Henry.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right, we are back. We are on with more Freed on Business. D is just getting the feel of the show. Larry is letting him do that, helping him do that. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go right into it with our first segment. We've got Richard Berkowitz in the house. And Richard is Chief Executive Officer of Berkowitz Pollock & Brand Advisors and Accountants and Chairman of Providence Wealth Advisors. He founded the firm 35 years ago. It's one of the largest independent accounting firms in Florida. Berkowitz, Pollack & Brand has been recognized 16 times by Inside Public Accounting as the best of the best firm, one of the highest honors in the profession. I can tell you all the guys there are sharp. I know them and I do business with them. In addition to his role as CEO, Richard focuses his practice on strategic planning, succession consulting, and mergers and acquisitions. Although he's highly regarded for accounting and his advising, that's not why he's on our show today. He's serving as chairman of the Dolphin Cycle Challenge 5. 100% of the funds raised by walkers, runners, and riders goes to cancer research at the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. Richard, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here, Jim.
Hey, now, what made you want to get involved with the DCC ride?
Well, it's been a long I've been doing this for a long time. I started raising money in cycling events 25 years ago up in Massachusetts.
Whoa!
There's an event up there called the Pan Mass Challenge. And it benefits the Dana-Farber in Boston, and it's in its 36th year. And its goal this year is to raise $45 million in a two-day event, and will bring them to $500 million over 36 years.
Well, we are on the way to that in South Florida. We're not. We haven't been around for 40 years. I'd like to find out what they did in their fifth year like we're going to do.
You know, interestingly enough, this year, if we hit our goal, we will do what they did in their 18th year in 5 years.
Well, high five to us. What's our goal, and how are we going to get there?
Our goal is cutting a $6 million check to Sylvester, 100% for research, 100% for local research in our community by highly qualified scientists, doctors, great people who are working every single day to try to find cures for cancers and, even more important, better therapies to make people live longer.
You know, we've had a lot of the UHealth doctors and the Sylvester doctors on here talking about breast cancer, all the other cancers, getting better after you've had your cancer operation. I was at Sylvester yesterday for a personal reason, and I can only tell you that the facility has grown and changed since I was there last. It's a wonderful place. Everybody's terrific. They're happy. They're engaging. Even the valets are wonderful. But don't we have a goal for Sylvester that we're heading towards? Aren't we trying to make them like one of like 50 cancer institutions or something?
Well, it's the most important thing we're working towards. There are in the United States 41 National Cancer Institute designated comprehensive cancer centers. Only 41 in the country.
Wow.
And in California, Texas, New York, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, all of those states have more than five.
We're the third largest state in the union. How come we only have one? This is not fair.
We have one, and it's not in South Florida.
Well, where is it? Why not?
So Moffitt, which is a great cancer center in Tampa, is great hospital, but it's not helping the folks here in South Florida. And what we need to do is raise the bar on cancer research in our community, raise the bar on cancer care in our community, and we want to attract better scientists. We want to attract better docs. We want to attract all the grants that come with the National Cancer Institute accreditation. And when we get that, that's what happens. So the Sylvester folks are working real hard at doing it, but one of the elements of that is the community has to be engaged with the institution and has to be helping the institution. So we're part of that effort, and every dollar of the money that we raise will go to cancer research.
Well, I got to tell you is that it's important to me. I know we're donating. I've got 4, 5, 6 doctors plus you that I'm going to be donating to. So I'm very excited about participating. Now, there's some people that can't make it out to volunteer. There's some people that can't ride. They just need to go to the website and get more information to donate. Where do people get more information, Richard?
RideDCC.com.
Well, that's easy enough, even for a Jets fan. I'll even repeat it for them. RideDCC.com. You go there, you follow the links, you get involved in our community, and you give a donation that's going to go directly 100% to cancer research.
There you go. So we're going to have, it's going to be an incredible weekend, February 7th and 8th. Out at the stadium, we have 6 rides, we have a 5K walk, we have wonderful volunteers, but more importantly, almost 3,000 people out all over 3 counties, all of them out raising money and making the effort here to give that money to cancer research in our community.
You know, it sounds really terrific, and I know that there's lots and lots of people, hundreds, thousands, obviously, of people that want to get involved. Do they have to do the whole ride, or are there just segments that they can go on?
Well, there's a really cool ride. There are actually six rides. The longest is 170 miles.
Whoa, talk about it. You better have a good bicycle seat for that one.
And a little motor, too. The shortest is 13 miles on Sunday from the Dolphin Training Facility. And when you go there, you can take a peek inside, which is an unbelievable sight to see.
Very cool.
And there's a ride straight south right to the stadium, 13 miles long.
So that's fun for the family. Sounds like that's the family focus.
It's a great event. And the we've got police all over who are escorting riders. The entire route from the Dolphin Training Facility down to the stadium is coned off.
Oh, man.
So you're not fighting with cars. The intersections are manned by police. Woo. When you ride up to the intersection, they stop all the cars. Now, we're going to make a few people unhappy because there can be some cars backed up. But the riders are going to be in great shape. And the 5K is the same thing. It's a really safe course, and people love being on it. Dolphin players are going to be there. We moved the date permanently this year to the weekend after the Super Bowl, so the players, the coaches, the whole football side of the organization are going to be involved this time. Dan Marino is going to be there on Friday night at the opening event at the stadium.
Cool.
Channel 4 is going to do a live show at 7:30 on Friday night, which is going to be a terrific show about the ride and about the event and about cancer, and it's really, and you can be there live, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So that's the kickoff event on Friday night. Saturday is three rides, and Sunday is another three rides plus the walk, and then the closing event at the stadium. So it's a really exciting, fun weekend.
Yeah, I know that, you know, we can't do this whole interview without at least paying homage to Jim Mandich. Jim Mandich, the original number one Dolphin for the Dolphin Ride to Cure Cancer. Now, Jeff, we've only got a couple of more minutes left, so why don't we make sure we hit all our important points?
Okay, the date is February 7th and 8th at the stadium, and February 6th, Friday night, opening. The opening event is open to everybody. You can come on down and enjoy the atmosphere. You mentioned Michael Mandich.
Yeah, Jim Michael Mandich, right.
Michael is CEO of the event, and
awesome.
He's doing a great job running the event. He's a wonderful guy, and he's a rider, and he's been a five-year rider.
Well, high five to him.
High five to him.
Michael. What other good quick points can we get in before we've got to go?
You have to register before January 25th. January 25th is an important date, so if you're thinking about doing it, go to the website. Sign up now. And if you can't ride, sign up to be a volunteer because it's a great event to help people in. And if you can't volunteer, then donate. It's real easy to donate. You can donate to a team. You can donate to a rider. You can look them right up on the website.
Now, you know, we've got a couple of minutes left. So what prompted you, and I guess Berkowitz, Pollock & Brandt is a big sponsor too. What comes along with being a sponsor to this event?
You know, it's important to give back to the community. We have I have family that's had cancer, my parents, and I've been fighting back for years and years and years. We're going to win the battle against cancer, and
together
it may not be our generation, but you know, cancer's a plague of our generation.
Listen, I remember when I was a young kid and they said multiple sclerosis, for instance, wouldn't be cured. And today people are living longer, healthier lives with that. I think that we can do that. We've had guys on the show, doctors on the show that talk about the progress they're making in identifying the genes for cancer and doing gene therapy for cancer. There's so many breakthroughs that are on the horizon. And it's our job as members of the community to pay forward and help them do that.
You know what? It's 25 years I've been doing this, and it used to be a death sentence. It's not. Most of the cancers you can survive and survive for a long life. And the people at Sylvester are doing an amazing job helping out that effort in our community. And by the way, I left out one class. You can be a virtual rider.
There you go.
You can be a virtual rider and just raise money if you want to. So you can sign up, find that up on the website. And
I'm going to have to get my wife involved in doing that. She could do that for the two of us. Big D, how much more time do I have? Okay, well, I want to thank Jeff Berkowitz, CEO of Berkowitz, Pollock & Brandt, for coming in. I hope you'll come in some other time. Hey, how about after the ride to give us a reprise and tell us how we did? Can I have you back?
All right.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming and being on our philanthropy show today. We'll be right back after this. Big D, we ready this time? We are ready to rock, and we're going to do it right now. Out of here, back after this.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are seamless this time, Big D. High five to you. All right, I want to again welcome Kind Snacks as our new sponsor on the show. We're going to do a lot of philanthropy today. I want to thank Kind Snacks for helping us do our philanthropy shows and being our latest sponsor. I want to welcome now Joseph C. Irwin. Joe Irwin's the Regions Bank Senior Vice President and Team Leader for South Florida Commercial Special Assets Department of Regions Bank. He is brought to us today by IMN. IMN is having their bank and financial institution special assets and executive conference on workouts. That's starting. It's going to be February 11th and 12th. Go to their website. Use the discount code JF20 for a 20% discount. All right, let's talk to Joe. Joe, are you out there?
I'm here, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, Joe, tell me exactly. You run the South Florida Commercial Special Assets Department for Regions Bank. Long title. What do you really do?
Well, what we do, Jim, is we handle borrowers who may be having difficulties with their business, which for various reasons may have an impact on their ability to perform under the terms of their loan. We try to work with these borrowers through whatever difficulties they may be having, while at the same time making sure that the bank's protected. Sometimes borrowers just need a little bit of help, and our department's here to help these borrowers and hopefully work through whatever difficulties they may be going through. We always say that our best customer is our existing customer. If we can find a way to work together, then it's certainly a win-win for everyone.
I'd have to believe it. We all know how much it costs to get every new customer in through the door and bank them. But I'll tell you, as a as a taxpayer, you're my favorite guy, making sure that we get repaid back as much as we can. Now, with the economy getting better in terms of real GDP, job growth, increased in consumer spendings, and improvements in the real estate market, and I'll throw in with the historically low interest rates the Fed has engineered to save our you-know-whats, what are you seeing in today's market from some of the companies that you bank?
Well, that's a good question. We're seeing a lot of positive improvements, which is certainly helped by an improving economy. Top-line revenues are growing. Companies are maintaining their expense discipline. Cash flow and profitability is improving. And companies are spending money on capital items, such as equipment, technology. And you know what? They're also investing in their employees, all of which is certainly a positive sign.
Now, look, Joe, a lot of the companies didn't survive the last recession for a variety of reasons. Based on your experience in commercial real estate and in commercial loan workouts, can you touch on some of the common practices or themes that you experienced with those companies so people don't make the same mistake?
Yeah, you know, two things really jump out at me on that question. You know, first of all, a lot of companies got away from their core business and they invested in other ventures or businesses that they really didn't have the expertise in. You know, we saw it happen with companies buying real estate. Everybody thought they just couldn't go wrong buying a piece of real estate. They make a ton of money. So they really got away from their core business. The second thing is they didn't save for a rainy day. And that sounds simple. But a lot of companies, they pull money out of their business for other things instead of reducing their debt or building up liquidity. Those companies that reduce their debt or save liquidity were certainly in a much better position during the last recession. And those that learned their lessons will be in a much better position when the next one hits.
You know, we're in real estate. We invest in real estate. And we have a mantra. It's called equity is our best friend and leverage isn't, or at least high leverage. You know, we always want to make sure we've got a real fat coverage, even in the worst of times in our, we'll call it worst case scenario, because our number one thing is our reputation and our ability to go back to the lender. The lender's our best friend. Now, if one of your borrowers was having trouble today for whatever reason, what would you recommend that they do?
Well, you know, it sounds simple, but just communicate. You know, don't be afraid to raise your hand and say, hey, I need some help. You know, bankers don't like surprises, and we would rather have frequent communication than no communication at all. And don't be afraid to share news. The other thing is come to your lender with a strategy or a plan to fix whatever problem or issue there is. You know, no one knows their business better than you do.
You know, the main thing is I always tell everybody that they go, what do you do for a living? Are you a real estate broker? Are you a real estate investor? And I say that I'm a real estate business person. And I use the term business person because you got to use a little common sense now and then. And every single time something's going on, you got to talk to your partners. And you have a couple of different sets of partners on every deal. You have your equity investor and you have your lender. And if you're not treating your lender like he's your partner, then you're in for a big problem. That's the way we think. What do you think about that, Joe?
I couldn't agree more, Jim. I mean, you know, the lenders provide a benefit there, and they're there to provide, you know, a bulk of the debt. But we also want to get our return. And, you know, when loans go bad or there's problems, we have to reserve, you know, capital and set aside, and loans get downgraded, and we have the regulatory pressures that go along with that. So I couldn't agree more, but I would just reiterate what I said a few minutes ago. You know, just communicate with your lender, be forthright, provide information, but also come with a plan and say, here's what happened, but here's how I'm going to fix it.
You know, I talked to a friend of mine who's in special assets that's up in Atlanta. He works for one of the big super regionals who we won't undress right here on the show. And he tells me that they still have some REOs, some real estate that they own, but most of it's in the $1 million and below, that all the really big deals got snapped up or marketed or people came looking for them. And with the increasing interest rates, that they were able to make deals work sometimes with the borrowers. Now, they say to me that there is no REO, and tomorrow at 11 o'clock, I'm having a conference call on an amazing piece of real estate that's owned by a bank. So there is still some REO out there. What are you guys seeing at Regions, Joe?
Well, there is REO out there, but we've been fortunate. You know, we saw this come early. You know, we saw it approaching in 2007, 2008, and we really got out ahead of it. So we dealt with a lot of our toxic assets early. We sold some stuff, we sold some notes. So, you know, lucky for us, we've certainly beaten down our OREO portfolio. And I'm really happy to say we don't have nearly as much as we did several years ago. And the stuff that we do have is really smaller stuff and some more specialized properties. So, you know, that's a little bit on us and what we have left.
Okay. Well, you know, we're going to be seeing you at the annual IMN Bank and Financial Institutions Workout. It's up in February at the Ritz-Carlton, February 11th and 12th. If you're listening, you can go to the IMN website, use the code JF20, and you'll get a 20% discount. Now, can you tell me a little bit about your experiences at the conference? Because I've always found it. It's a great place to meet people and network. I always pick up a couple of deals at these shows.
Well, sure. I've been involved with this conference for 3 years now as a speaker or a panelist covering an array of topics from how to deal with your bank to disposition of toxic assets to various legal matters. I found the conference to be very comprehensive, relevant to today's market conditions, informative. They do an excellent job bringing in key speakers. From a banker's perspective, we get some good insight on the do's and don'ts applicable to applying for a new loan or dealing with an existing loan. I found the conference to be very worthwhile, and I certainly would highly recommend it to your listening audience.
Well, thanks, Joe. I do, too. I think it's a great conference. IMN puts on great conferences throughout the United States, and when they come to South Florida, it usually sells out, and people pay a pretty penny to go. Again, if somebody wants to go to the show, they can go to the IMN website, and they can, I believe it's imn.org, or you can Google it. You'll find it right away. I always do it by Googling. And use the code JF20 when they ask you for a code. You'll get a 20% discount. Now, we're just getting ready to wrap up. We've got a couple of minutes left. Big D's giving me the couple of minutes sign. So, Joe, what's going on at Regions today? What type of real estate are you looking for? What kind of borrower are you guys looking to bank, either real estate or C&I, either one?
Well, we got a lot of positive things going on here at our company. You know, through our South Florida president, Steve Nevey, we've had great leadership. But we're looking for just, you know, good solid loans with established borrowers who've been in the market a while. Companies that are not over-levered, have good liquidity, have an experience and a track record in the product that they're developing. We are doing some condominium financing. We're doing some multifamily. And we're just also banking, you know, good middle market, smaller companies, and as well as some of the large publicly traded companies. So we're a full-service bank. Our bank has made tremendous progress since the height of the recession. And I'm proud to be a 12-year employee of the company.
You know, I've had nothing but positive experiences whenever I've dealt with Regions. I know that Regions is always on our list when we're looking to place a loan. I know that you guys had your issues early like everybody did, but I also know that you addressed them early so you were able to be out of the box back in business faster than most. And I would recommend Regions as a bank to anybody, either on a consumer level, a business level, or on a commercial real estate level. As I said, we've had great success. Hey, Joe, we've only got a couple seconds left, so I want to thank you for being on the show. You were sponsored by IMN's annual Bank and Financial Institution Special Asset and Workout Conference. You got to find a way to shorten that title a little bit. But I'll see you on February 11th and 12th. And everybody, one last time, if you want to see Joe and I and learn the REO game, go to IMN's website, use the code JF20. You'll get a 20% discount. Joe, I want to thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you, Jim. I look forward to seeing you here in a couple weeks.
Can't wait. Joe Irwin, he's the head of special assets here for Regions Bank, and we'll see him at the IMN conference in a couple days. D, it's all yours. We'll be right back with Andrew Morton. He is the philanthropy attorney to the stars. You're not going to want to miss this. Back after this.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go? While you see it your way, run a risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out, we can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out. Short.
All right. We played We Can Work It Out for our banker who does the bank workouts. Now, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends and your friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect the child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody. You don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Heck, I know I don't. I go to Dr. Kaplan, and you can too. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official medical providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
I'm Frank Rodriguez, CCIM Miami President, specializing in multifamily and retail properties. I am a CCIM. Consider the three pillars of CCIM: networking, education, technology. If you aren't in the real estate industry, consider hiring a CCIM the next time you are looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property. To find out more, Google us at CCIM Miami.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, you heard Frank Rodriguez talk about the CCIM. I want you to join me Wednesday, January 21st, when CCIM has its annual commercial real estate conference. It's at the Coral Gables Country Club, 997 North Greenway Drive. Go to CCIM, MiamiOutlookConference.com for more information and be there. We'll be broadcasting live on a remote. It'll be our 300th show. We'll celebrate show 300 with the CCIMs this coming Wednesday, January 21st. And UHealth, that's the University of Miami Health System. It brings you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but they ever talk to each other, ever cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? At UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is sponsored by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. You know, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report for 11, and I'm sure 12 years soon in a row. And it also includes the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. Make sure you go to RIDECC and get involved with the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center and the Dolphins as they continue to work together to raise money to cure cancer. You know, you can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments and doctors and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today. All right. We are back, and we are back with a guy that I've been waiting to talk to on the show for a while. He's Andrew Morton, MPPJD. My God, what a bunch of initials there. Andrew's a partner in Handler Thayer, LLP, and the chair of the firm's Sports and Entertainment Law Group. His innovative practice operates at the intersection of celebrity and philanthropy, comprising all aspects of high-profile, nonprofit engagement from initial formation of the tax-exempt 50C3 to the ongoing oversight, compliance, governance, and reporting consistent with legal requirements and best practices. Andrew, welcome to the show.
I appreciate the introduction. Couldn't have written it better myself.
Yeah, I know. Hey, by the way, I appreciate the great introduction you wrote for yourself.
Yeah.
Now, listen, man, tell me a little bit about celebrity and philanthropy. You know, we all see these high-flying movie stars and sports people, and don't they just do this to look good?
They may, but they're doing it. I guess, you know, from my perspective, celebrity philanthropy is really it's about philanthropy, and it's not my job to know what's between their ears. I don't really care what their motivations are. In some respects, I care that they're doing it, and I'm lucky enough to work with just some amazing folks who are doing their best to sort of, you know, as I cliche say, leverage celebrity into philanthropy, use that profile. And take advantage of the fact that we live in a world where the general public seems to care what celebrities are eating and what they're wearing and who they're marrying and who they're divorcing and who they're cheating on, and maybe they care about what causes they're going to give to. And if we can use that profile to help encourage folks to get involved in the nonprofit sector, I'm all for it.
Well, now there's people that are a profile of a people that give. There's a profile of people that don't. Tell me, who's the person that's most likely to give? What type of person do you work with?
Well, it's a great question. I mean, there's a perception out there, I think, that the only way to do celebrity philanthropy is to be the Tiger Woods, to be the Peyton Manning, to be, you know, the super A-lister. And I've made it my mission to send a message that is fundamentally not true. In a very ironic way, it's easier to have impact with $50,000 than with $50 million.
Wait a minute.
I'll explain that. It's, you know, when an organization or an individual goes out and just raises millions and millions of dollars for the nonprofit sector, it's fantastic. And of course, you know, I'm all for it. We're all in favor of that. It's just very difficult to sort of touch the impact that you made. And I believe very strongly that the future of philanthropy is to connect people and connect their contributions with the impact they're making. So, you know, you may have a very high profile event like a Stand Up to Cancer that raises tens of millions of dollars. And like I said, that's fantastic. But I don't want that to be the expense of, you know, the backup left tackle for the Cincinnati Bengals who can't raise $10 million, but he may be able to raise $10,000 or $20,000 and provide sports equipment for the high school system where he went to school. He may be able to fund a soup kitchen in the city where he plays professional football. And that is just as important. And, you know, it's sort of one of the thrills in my career that I get to sit in my car and have a 300-pound guy in the passenger seat and pull up to a parking lot and say, see those kids out there with the shiny new helmets? See the swagger they got now? That's because you bought them. And I get to see 300-pound linemen crying in my passenger seat, and it's just a fantastic experience.
Well, you've got a 205-pound real estate executive doing the same thing while you're talking to him on the radio.
You look much better on the radio.
Yeah, I know I do. Keep them coming, Andrew. You're not coming on. Actually, I can't wait to have you on again. We talked beforehand. I can't wait to get to some of the good stories. In fact, tell me a couple of the good stories that we were talking about. Let's start out with one that was about a celebrity that mismanaged their foundation, and then let's start with one. Then let's tell another one about how the celebrity or football player or whatever athlete really made a big impact. I know you've got a couple of real good stories. Let's hear a couple.
Well, it's you know, unfortunately, there are those who get into philanthropy because that's what the other guys in the locker room are doing, or that's what the other folks on the movie set are doing. I'm not going to suggest that everybody who does it for the right reasons and does it correctly, you know, just the same way that the general public tends to follow what the next person's doing, well, so do these people. And, you know, but one of the things I always communicate to my clients or to the folks that may be my clients is, you know, it may be a nonprofit, it may be philanthropy, but it's a business and it needs to be run by a business. You know, it is not just sort of kumbaya, peace and love, I'm doing nonprofit work, therefore I'm doing good. There are plenty of examples where nonprofits are doing absolutely nothing, and there are examples, candidly, where they're making things worse. You know, it is not the case that just because you're in the nonprofit sector, you're being effective and you're doing a good thing. So it's important to communicate that, you know, before you get involved in this sort of an endeavor, you have to know what you're getting into, and what you're getting into is starting a business. I mean, a nonprofit is a corporation. They have a whole lot in common with Microsoft and mobile. You know, you have to file annual reports. You have to have compliance policies. You have to have board meetings. It's not just a pet project to have on the side.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, sometimes, you know, I will get the folks who learn that the hard way. And more often than not, though, I have the opportunity to meet with folks who haven't gotten there yet, and we can talk about exactly what's involved and how best to move forward.
You were telling me a great story that ties into the Miami Dolphins and the Sylvester Cancer Center and the Ride DCC. Everybody go to @RideDCC and sign up to contribute. Tell me your story about the Dolphins and cancer, because this is the one that you're going to do it again, make a 205-pound real estate executive cry. Go for it, buddy. I already got the tissues.
Well, I was, absolutely. I mean, I was lucky enough to be introduced to an executive with the Miami Dolphins who put me in touch with someone who your listeners may remember. He's a police officer named Andrew Brooks. His son, Dylan, about 2 years ago, at 8 years old, was diagnosed with a rare form of brain cancer and battled hard for about a year and passed away about a year ago.
Wow.
In memory of Dylan, the Police Benevolent Association took contributions, and I've worked with Andrew to start a 501c3 that is going to provide care and outreach and support services for the families of those whose children are suffering from rare forms of cancer and, wow, and other terminal diseases. And he's an amazing guy. In fact, I'm hoping that he has the chance to call in at some point soon. And you know, this is just a great example of how, you know, with the Miami Dolphins support, with the Miami Dolphins sort of making people aware of Dylan's story, they were able to generate significant charitable contributions that we now can turn right around and give back to the community and to those who need it by supporting these families.
Andrew, first of all, I want to say God bless you. Second of all, I want to ask you a favor. Can you stick in through the break with us? Because we're going to have to take a break right now, but then we're going to come back. I've got a couple more questions I want to ask, especially about this thing you're going to do with UM starting next year. Big D, let's go out. Then we're going to come back. Can you stick with us for another segment, Andrew?
Never ask twice for me to keep talking.
Yeah, that I could tell already. All right, we'll be back with Andrew talking celebrities and philanthropy. D, take us out and then bring us back. All right, everybody, you know it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infinities, and I got a bunch of them from these guys, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is a package of benefits called... oh my gosh, their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. I knew I left out a word. You can get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. I love the rhythm I get while I'm doing this. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. See, I found my rhythm again. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always in rhythm, always Warren Henry.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
If you're looking to connect your business and your rainmakers with South Florida's best business opportunities, then you need to get connected with South Florida Business and Wealth. To learn more, visit sfbwmag.com.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on with Andrew Morton. Andrew, to make it short, is the attorney for the celebrities and sports stars that want to do philanthropy. He's the celebrity philanthropy attorney. Andrew, you still there?
I'm still here.
I didn't read your intro that time. Sorry, I hope I did you all right.
I like that one better.
All right, cool. We got Drew Brooks holding. You think you want to talk to the guy?
I would love to talk to Officer.
Big D? Mr. Brooks, are you the Officer Brooks? Are you there?
I'm here.
All right, well, we got you on with Andrew. I think he's got a couple things you want to tell him. Go right ahead.
Andrew, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm glad you had a chance to call in.
I just wanted to call in and let them know the fine work that you're doing. When my unfortunately my son had passed away from brain cancer, and I wanted to give back, and I didn't know, kind of lost and not knowing what to do, and I got a hold of Mr. Morton and got my team done off the ground. We're still in the process of the 501c3 status, but if it wasn't for Andrew, I'd probably be lost somewhere trying to figure out how to do it.
Well, God bless you, Officer Brooks. Is there a website where people can go to take a look at that?
Right now, you can go on Facebook. Just type in Team Dylan, and there'll be lots of pictures. And we just ran a 5K. I ran in, honoring my son at a camp he used to attend. They were having a fundraiser, so I got out there with my wife and a couple of friends, and we ran the 5K in honor of him. And there's lots of good other pictures on there. We'll be updating it as we go along. And soon we're going to launch a separate website. It'll be teamdylan.org. It's still in the getting it together. But we appreciate Mr. Morton's guidance on all this stuff.
Well, Officer Brooks, I can only tell you I want to thank you for calling in today. I want to bless you, and I want to say thank you for allowing us to honor you and your son on our show today.
We appreciate it, and when you do things like this, and you're trying to—it's not only the monetary, but to be there for other people, and honor my son that way too by helping others who are in this unfortunate situation.
But we honor you. We honor your son. Are you going to be at the Ride DCC event?
Yeah, I'll be volunteering my time to help out in different ways. Again, that was started by the great Jim Mandich, who I had the opportunity to meet before he passed away, and he was a great man, and I'm always happy to volunteer time to help out causes like that, even before it afflicted my family.
Well, God bless you, Officer. We really do appreciate you calling in and letting us know how we can get involved as you honor your son.
I appreciate it. Appreciate the time. Thanks, Andrew, again.
See you, Drew.
All right, bye.
All right. That was Officer Drew Brooks, one of Andrew's, I'll just say, people he helps change the world every day. Hey, there's kids at UM that you're going to help them change the world, too. Tell me a little bit about that, Andrew.
Yeah, it's an interesting program that was launched a few years ago. It's an executive MBA program specifically designed for artists and athletes, for those who have a public profile. And the idea is that this is a specially designed business degree to help educate them on how to take their public, their sort of public awareness, their public status, and leverage it into business opportunities. What we've done is also build out a philanthropy side. So again, it's all about leveraging celebrity into philanthropy. So as part of this program, which is going to be starting in the next month or so at the University of Miami, the business school, it will help these folks not only learn how to apply, you know, their celebrity toward these business opportunities, but also to get into the nonprofit space and find out what their passion is. You know, what is it that drives them from a philanthropic standpoint, and what's the best way for them to help move that mission forward as well.
Well, I can only shamelessly shill right now and say we'd love to get some of your clients together with Lauren's kids to help protect some of the young kids that get abused. So we'll talk off the air about that, but love to talk to you about that. Now, we've got a new sponsor on the show, Kind Snacks. Have you ever heard of Kind Snacks? They support people doing kind stuff.
I support Kind quite a bit. I'm sitting in my car right now and looking at my glove box. There's probably about a dozen and a half of them.
Now, what's your favorite flavor? Because I'm going to make sure we get you a box of those.
Well, I'm a salted caramel chocolate guy.
Oh, I love those too.
Good stuff.
Oh, they are good stuff. Now, let's get back on this. Now, you represent athletes. You represent celebrities. Dee, how much time do we have left? That's it in the whole show? Okay, we got 2 minutes together, and then I'm going to have 2 minutes for my wrap. Okay, we're getting the hand signals. Can you read between the lines? I know you can. All right, now we've got 2 minutes left with you, Andrew. So what's the difference between a celebrity and an athlete?
I call athletes a subset. I mean, you know, I say celebrity generally to me, and, you know, actors, singers, chefs, you know, teams, leagues, you know, anybody or anything that has the ability to move public opinion.
Okay, so it's the same thing. Then the athletes and the celebrities are kind of the same, and you said that the athletes are a subset. Can you tell us another cool story? You got about a minute left.
That other one, that narrows it down to about 300. So, here's all I'll say as you're sort of winding down. I'll ask myself the question and then answer it. Is, you know, I'm often asked, you know, when it comes to celebrity philanthropy, you know, aren't these guys just doing it for the tax break? Aren't they just doing it to make themselves look good? And the short answer is absolutely not. You know, legally speaking, there is no tax break to a celebrity who takes the fairly spectacular step of starting a 501c3. There's no tax break any different than you or I who write a check out of our checkbook, you know, to the United Way or the Boys and Girls Club. You get a deduction on your taxes. That's it. There's no extra deduction for doing it yourself and creating your own organization. But there is a tremendous, tremendous commitment that's required. So, you know, when I hear people say that they think that it's just a self-interested kind of thing and they're just doing it because they're rich and they're looking to hide money, that is, you know, not only legally and factually wrong, but it's just sort of philosophically missing the point. I mean, these are people who, in most cases, grew up in the athlete side, especially from underprivileged environments, and made their way to success. And this is their way to give back.
Andrew, I gotta go. Can you come back and tell me more good stories?
I would love to come back and tell you more stories. I'll talk faster.
All right, you'll talk faster next time. I want to thank Andrew Morton from Handler Thayer. I want to thank our newest sponsor, Kind Foods. Andrew likes Kind Snacks, Berkowitz, Dick Pollock, and Brandt. Make sure you go to Ride DCC and sponsor the NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins social media 305, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, the CCIM. My God, it takes me forever to read these sponsors. Aztec Group, social media 305, the Miami Marlins, Lawrence Kids, Publix, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, UHealth, but especially your listeners. If you missed the show, it'll be on the website. We'll be on next week broadcasting live, show 300 from the CCIM annual event. This is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. D, it's all yours.
You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. But out of South Alabama come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of four.